This is The Burt Show.
One thing I've always appreciated about The Burt Show is we will take input. We will take input from you guys. If you email us, look, I'm always looking for some constructive criticism. We've been doing the show 9 years now. So we listen to you all the time, and I'll take input from anywhere. Employees, I will take it from listeners. I will take it from interns. So intern Bianca, please come on up here for a second. She has an idea on how to make the show a little bit better that she would like to share with us this morning. Good morning, intern Bianca. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Now, each week we have our interns send us a couple of things that are going on in their lives.
Yeah, she's cautious. Like, what is this?
Like, what is going on? Well, she sent us a suggestion this week on how to improve the show. It's at least the way I read into it. And I've got your email here that I would like you to read to us because I think it's way more effective if it comes from you.
All righty. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Wait, is everybody ready? Jen, are you ready?
Ready.
Jeff, are you ready?
I'm fine.
Producer Joanne, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're all ready.
All right. Alrighty. Okay, for the time I've been here, I loved it. You guys are great. The only thing that, irks. Okay?
Now go ahead and read it.
You gotta read it verbatim. You gotta read what you wrote.
Word for word.
It's good. That's why we want you to read it.
The only thing that irks my nerves, everyone knows what irks means, right? Okay.
Just read the letter. You can just go ahead and read the email.
Okay, is when you all put Joanna on air and talk about nonsense. I mean, who cares if you wear a size 7 or if a girl looks better than you? Hold on. So you're not going to hang out with her? I mean, I love Joanna, and she seems to be a very nice girl, but I don't understand why she is so self-centered.
Do you want me to finish reading it for you? Because I can do that.
That leads into my topic. Why do women envy each other? Shouldn't women be happy to see other women doing something good? I just don't understand that, which is why I keep very few girlfriends. I had this one friend. We were very cool. We all hung out. But when I started doing some gigs for this magazine, she hung out. And I started hanging out with celebrities. She was mad at me. I didn't understand it. I mean, shouldn't you be happy I'm doing what I want to do?
Okay, now it's a good topic. I will give you that.
Bianca, very nice.
All right, but let's get to the first part of this whole thing. Okay, so you think a way to improve the show, basically, is to keep Joanne off it.
But that's what the email says.
The only thing that irks my nerves.
Say, don't put Joanne on air. I'm just saying.
It says put her on the air. Just don't let her talk.
The only thing that irks my nerves is when y'all put Joanne on the air.
That's not what she said.
No, when you put Joanne on air and she talks about like, okay, with the when you guys are going to the skiing trip and some girl, you say you didn't want her to hang out with you guys because she was better looking and her career is better. Like, why would you encourage that?
I never said I didn't. I said that, yeah, she is beautiful and she is perfect. And when I'm around her, she brings out my insecurities. I didn't say I hated her because you said in the email that I hate her. And
no,
I never said that.
It doesn't say you hate her.
You said that I didn't like her because she was prettier than me. All my friends are beautiful. Okay. If that was the case, then I wouldn't have any friends because all my friends are beautiful. I'm not intimidated by another beautiful woman. It's just she brings out my insecurities. And I think every female has a moment in their life where they're feeling insecure and someone else can bring out those insecurities, and I think that you misconstrued what I was saying.
Didn't you say that with that friend that you didn't want to invite her to anything?
Because
no,
she was so hot.
I mean, yes, but I think you're totally taking it was a joke. Like when I say, "Oh, we don't want to invite her," I'm really not going to not extend an invitation. She is funny. She is. Has a great personality. I'm not that shallow that I'm going to not extend an invitation. I mean, I hang out with her. She doesn't live here anymore, but I would hang out with her on the weekends.
Are you glad?
Yeah, you're so glad.
See, I can't say it because
then
it's like,
you know it's true.
Everyone takes it as like, oh, she's such a shallow person. It's a joke. Like, you look at celebrities on TV and you find a way to bring them down. My reality is she's not a celebrity. She's real life, you know, and she is just a very beautiful and she had a lot going for her and she brought out my insecurities. And that's why I came on the air to talk about it.
But I do think that Bianca has a point in that, you know, why can't you just be happy for the good things?
I am happy for her.
About her.
I never said I wasn't happy for her. I don't wish any bad upon her. I am very happy for her.
Very defensive.
I know.
Because I'm defensive because it's you ask me to come on the air to share my personal stories, mm-hmm. and I do. And I can understand a listener saying, wow, Joanna sounds very self-centered, mm-hmm. because they don't have the opportunity to get to know me. But you do have the opportunity to get to know me because we work together. But mm-hmm. you haven't taken the opportunity. Instead, you made these judgments, mm-hmm. and you're sticking by your judgments.
She's not making a judgment. I think she's asking a question.
Yeah, I'm not making no judgment on you. I really don't even know you like that. All we say is, hey, how are you doing, whatever. But I'm just saying, based on what you're coming on here saying, it seems very self-centered, because you've been on here to, oh, man, I woke up, I'm a size 7 now from a size 5. There's people trying to be size 12 that are big and stuff.
I work out all the time and I eat well. Mm-hmm. So instead of going down a size like you're supposed to, I'm going up a size. I'm going to complain. I don't care if you're a size 10 and you went up to a size 12, you're going to complain. If you're a size 0 and you went to a size 3, you're going to complain. Why does it matter what size I am? I eat well and I work out. I'm pissed off that I can't go down a dress size. Is that wrong?
When she threw the word, when we were reading this email, and Joanna sits in on our post-show meeting, so she read mm-hmm. it, you know, she heard it as we read it, right? Mm-hmm. When the word self-centered came up, it looked like it was a knock in your gut, like you have never heard that, like you don't consider yourself a self-centered person.
No, I don't.
You remember what you gave us all pictures of yourself for Christmas?
Right, you do remember that, right?
That's just me being funny, but that's my personality. Like, I like to make people laugh, and sometimes it's at someone else's expense, and sometimes it's at my expense, and I don't consider myself self-centered. We come on the radio to talk about our life stories, not about next-door neighbor's life story, about ours. So it's my story, so I don't understand how you can call me self-centered. Kind of is, because that's what it's about. It's about us.
Would you consider everybody on the show self-centered?
No.
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 Because Joanna's argument is that this is what we do, is we come on and everybody shares their personal stories. I had a stupid thing about the iPad this morning. Wendy's going to talk about her ex in a little bit.
Just for competitive reasons, I would like to be the most self-centered, if that's possible.
Is that like, you already got that corner.
Yeah. Who would you rank higher, Joanna or me?
You're in the Hall of Fame.
And then I also want to bring up, you said I talk about nonsense. I get that all my stories may not be meaningful to you and maybe your life and what you're mm-hmm. going through, but I wouldn't say that what I come on the radio to talk about is nonsense, because then you're taking a jab at Bert, because he's the one who chooses what I come on to talk about.
When I was writing it, I was kind of mad, so I didn't really mean to put nonsense.
What were you mad about, though?
I wasn't mad. I was just into the email. I was writing it.
Passionate about
it. Yeah, I was passionate about it. So I'm sorry to put nonsense, but it is self-centered, some of the stuff you talk about. You're comparing yourself to another girl. Oh, I don't know if I want her hanging. That's what you said too, Joanne. I heard the replay over and over.
I said I don't want her hanging out.
Oh yeah,
I
mean, she's.
It's I mean, it's really undeniable that you're self-centered, right? I mean, you can't be offended by that.
I can't. I understand. That's fine if I come off self-centered. I'm not gonna say I don't care, because I do care. I mean, obviously I care mm-hmm. what people think about me. But I care more about what the people close to me say and people who I interact with daily say. Like, if a listener calls up and they're like, wow, you're so self-centered, they don't know me. They know me for 10 minutes once a week. Of course I come off self-centered and maybe, you know, shallow, whatever you want to say. But if you got to know me, you would know that's not really me.
We know you pretty well, and I think you're pretty self-centered.
See?
But I think it's endearing. I think that's an endearing part of you.
I'm confident, and you guys take that as self-centered. I'm just confident. How come Jeff is confident?
Well, I don't know if it's confidence, because, I mean, just my comment going back to the friend that, you know, in that group. Whether you think it was a joke or not, that you didn't want to hang out with the girl in the group, you know, that's not confidence.
I know how I know that it was a joke. You don't know. I mean, that's fine.
But I do want to follow up with Joanna that comes on, and she's very strong in her stories and strong in her opinion. And so it just sounds to me that there's just a disagreement on the message that's portrayed. Is that what the problem is?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, I really don't know Joanna. I'm just going off of the story she's said, the two stories I heard her say on air, and I'm saying it was very self-centered.
Here is Julio. Good morning, Julio. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I always listen to you guys, and every time that Joanna comes out, I change the radio
station. Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
I mean, I agree with the intern. She always.
Now you're just being mean.
But that's fine. I accept it, because he doesn't know me. Because he knows me for 10 minutes once a week. Mm-hmm. That does not bother me in the least.
Oh, well, you know, I'm on, what, how 5 days a week people, you know, I get on their nerves, too. So it's not just 10 minutes.
It's not just a time thing.
No.
You can make a negative impression on this show in 30 seconds.
Yes. No, it's just sometimes a woman with a strong opinion, they're like, oh, my God, she gets on my nerves so much because she talks blah, blah, blah. So
they count my ums.
Yeah, right.
So it's not 10 minutes. Like my cadence. It doesn't matter.
Those are all emails from me, so I apologize for that.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.